Okay, so tapping through the points. The truth is, I'm not safe. I've never been safe. I've always been a little confused. Even when I came through, there was confusion about my safety, about whether I was wanted. Terror, fear, confusion, stress. What's going on here? This isn't how it's supposed to be. I think I'm in the wrong family. These people aren't happy. There's something wrong. They don't quite want me. Or they can't quite handle me. This feels like a mistake. Panic, fear, anxiety. It is not safe to be embodied on this planet. Being in this physical body, oh my God, I need these people to take care of me. And I'm sensing there's something off. I don't know if I can survive. I need them to survive. Without their love and care, I literally can't survive. I've been carrying some level of this since I was a baby. Since before I could even logically think. My nervous system is wired with anxiety, confusion, not safe here. Not sure I'm wanted. And that means death. Because I am helpless. When I came through, I was helpless. Not wanted means death. Rejection, abandonment means death. And I felt terror. I felt the confusion. And underneath, the shock. The shock of it all. It's not supposed to be this way. I'm supposed to be loved and wanted and cared for by people who are adults and responsible and conscious. They have a lot of issues. They're overwhelmed. There's something wrong. The tiny baby that I was, all the energy spinning through my little body, running my nervous system with panic, fear, anxiety, not safe, not safe, not safe. Teaching me the lesson of never trust. I totally honor this picture and all the feelings running through my nervous system. And I also honor the loss, the deep loss, the freedom and the joy that I was supposed to feel, the freedom of never worrying about my safety that I was supposed to get and never did. That's a great loss, and I honor that too. I honor my first chakra, my nervous system that's wired, and my vows to never quite trust. Okay, and take a nice deep breath.